Blog Talk Radio.
I'm in beast mode. 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 Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. I'm in beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. I'm in beast mode.
The king's people, dog, is who we are. Excuse my yelling, man, I'm kinda working on my roar. While the world tries to persecute me, the line of Judas with me, nothing you can do to me. If he be lifted up, he'll draw all men. Covered by his blood, hashtag all in. I'm suited up, man, I know you hear the armor clanking. Walking, fighting against the spirit, no time for fleshly banging.
No time for fleshly
banging. Ain't got no time for the naysayers. I can do all things, cause I'm strengthened by my savior. Heal the sick, raise the dead, and make the lame walk. But you gotta fast and pray, I tell you, dog. That's kingdom talk.
Kingdom talk. Kingdom
I've been
talk.
Saved and I ain't turning back. Going hard for the kingdom till the day the sky cracks. Life eternally. Man, can you picture that? Paid for by the cross that he bore on his back.
On
the
his
kingdom
back.
Being preached sea to sea and coast to coast. Powered by the Holy Ghost.
I'm in beast mode. 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 Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. I'm in beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. I'm in beast mode.
What's going on, good people? Welcome back to another edition of Kingdom Talk Radio. You know who this is, man. This is your humble host, Tony Dyson. Let's go ahead and set the show in order on tonight, man. First off, giving the honor to God, whom every day I make the head of my life, to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow, from my pastor, Bishop Anthony Taylor of the New Hope Worship Center, to my wife, to all of you that's listening in. What's going on, everybody? Man, it's a blessing to be right back before you all on this evening. I praise God for this opportunity once again, man. Quick note, right quick, man. I'll wait. Got to see how some things go. But praise God for new territory, man, new opportunities. Our show tonight is going to be What Is Love. I already had some folks making jokes about the song. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I was supposed to download and play it just as a continued run-on joke. But anywho, we're going to talk about What Is Love tonight, man. How's everybody out there doing on this evening, man? We sitting in, you know, did a small show last Monday night, man, about the elections and, you know, we have a new president-elect at this point in time, and, you know, I'm just going to say it like this, man, whether you agree or not agree with who's in office, it has nothing to do with your personal life, and when I say it has nothing to do with your personal life, I mean, you still got time to get your life in order, man, you know, so if you know we may have a new president-elect, you know what I'm saying, Christ will never be taken off the throne. You can believe that. Real talk. So, man, I'm just grateful to be before you all once again this evening, man. A shout out to everybody who's listening. If you're streaming, you can call in and join the conversation, 347-996-5129. Don't forget to shoot me up. You can hit me at email, 314. No, really? Yeah. You can shoot me an email at KingdomTalkRadioShow@gmail.com. I know, man. I got the jitters today, man. But I just praise God, man, just for everything that's going on. Get ready to get this food pantry stuff together by this weekend, man. The mayor of Belle Fountain actually came up to my job today to meet the mayor of, Moline Acres. So when she heard about the food pantry, once we get implemented in Belle Fountain, Moline Acres once in. So if anybody that's listening to the show, whether you're in the state, out of state, in the city, out the city, man, you can hit me up for my hit me up for my physical address. I'll give it to you if you want to see in care packages. You know, I got a couple of businesses here in St. Louis on board that's going to be drop-off points so we can get this thing going. And the thing behind Take One, Give One it's getting back to where the community takes care of itself. The community takes care of its people. You know, long before, man, welfare and all this stuff came along, you know, the community took care of one another. And just as everything's going, man, you know, it's like now there's no community anymore. People go to work, go to school, come in the house, shut their doors. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like every man for themselves. So I'm trying to bring the community back, man. And we are doing it at the Bell Fountain Police Station to try to get talks and interaction in with the local authorities as well. So if you have items that you want to donate, non-perishables preferably, I am trying to get the clothing thing together. So probably by the second week of December, we'll meet for a day so we can give out scarves, hats, gloves, things like that. I got people, you know, that's inboxing me and asking me about those things as well. So all glory be to God, man. The show tonight, we're going to talk about love. And, you know, we actually go jump right in, man. You know, love. And, you know, we always, when we think about love, we think about Christ dying on the cross, man, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And when you start to really think about love, man, it's so many avenues, it's so many twists and turns. You know, you really have to think about what you say to someone when you tell them, I love you. I'm starting to notice in the church, in the Christian community, man, amongst believers, you know, I love you, bro, and I love you, sis. You know, it's really starting to become one of those cliches. And the thing that we must realize is that actions always are going to speak louder than words. And the thing about love is, man, you know, a lot of times people take love for granted. And I'm going to go right back to that cross, man. You know what I'm saying? When Christ laid it down to take the weight, the sins, the judgment of the world upon his own self. Love ain't always fair. And when I say love is not always fair, it means that sometimes love isn't reciprocated correctly. It's not always given back in the manner that it was given or put out. And right now, in this day and age that we're living in right now, it's like the love of one another has really, really been waxed cold, you know, between, you know, husband and wife, mother and father, sister and brother, father and son, family and family, and, you know what I'm saying, brother and brother, sister against sister, you know what I'm saying? It's really getting out of hand. And we really got to get back to the point, man, to loving ourselves. I've always said it, and I will continue to say it. I really believe that it's impossible, very impossible, to love someone else if you have not first loved yourself, if you do not love yourself. Because the way that I look at it is, how can you possibly extend something that you don't have? A lot of times we, and especially in relationships, we get ourselves caught up in infatuation, lust. And, you know, sometimes when people hear the word lust, they automatically think in, you know, sexuality and things. You know, it's like, no, lust, man, is something that you may not have much information of. But however, it looks good to the eye, and it looks like that it will please the flesh. And too many times we try to mix lust with love. You know, a lot of times a male sees a female and he lusts after her attributes. And likewise, with a female with a male, she lusts after his attributes, the physicality. But then there's no mental connection. But we must realize is that every action that we have physically has a spiritual consequence. And I talked about soul ties and a couple of things, you know, a year or so ago. What we must really, really get through our heads, people, is that when we start to deal with lust, it actually takes us down a path. See, the thing is that when we start to deal with lust, not only do we not think correctly, but we allow that lust to consume us. See, lust is not of God, but we call it love. You know, in my first marriage, man, you know, I really felt like that I loved that individual. And to an extent, I did. You know what I'm saying? I married that individual. And there were things that were in plain sight that I chose to overlook for my own, what's the word I'm looking for? For my own gain. And it almost cost me my life. See, when you love, you always give 100% of yourself. But however, when you love and you engage in actions, whether it's giving or protecting or teaching or supporting, you love in a manner that benefits you both. And some people may say, well, I don't agree with that. Well, let's go back once again, and I'm always refer back to the cross. And someone may say, well, how did that benefit Christ? Because that action that he took on the cross, he fulfilled the mission the Father had sent him on, which was to restore man back to dominion. He could now go back on the right seat of God, and it benefited man in the same token. See, we start to look at love as convenience. I've been there. I've done that, man. I've looked at love as convenience, and this is even outside of marriages, you know what I'm saying, when I was back out, you know, in the world. Well, if I didn't have a car and this chick had a car and she allowed me to take the car wherever I wanted to go and drop her off at work and do whatever I wanted to do, then I bet. You know what I'm saying? It's convenient. So, you know, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, man, it's all destruction. See, love will never throw its actions in another person's face. Like it's like our kids, man. Regardless on how our kids may act and what they may do, we love them. We go feed them. We go have their well-being, you know what I'm saying, always at the forefront. And they may do things that may detest us at times, man, but we still love them. We never throw up in their face, you know what I'm saying? The things that we're supposed to do to encourage them and to support them and to be there for their needs and you know what I'm saying, and be their ark of safety. But we're living in a day and time right now, people, that unions are being formed for the wrong reasons. Love has found its way out of our hearts and our minds and our lifestyles and our actions. And just because I can has started to set in. Oh, well, I'm a married dude because I can. Well, I'm a married chick because I can. And I'm talking same sex. Just because you can. And y'all know me. Y'all know how I get down, man. The thing is about it wholeheartedly, 100%. You know what I'm saying? I believe God placed man and woman together in order to be fruitful and multiply. You know what I'm saying? Anything that's outside the order is outside the order. You can put that in your pipe and smoke it. You can chew it, spit it, whatever the case you want to do. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about it. But we have become pleasers of our flesh. So it's like that's what drives us now. Whatever makes me feel good, that's what I'm going to do. Whatever makes me feel good, that's what I want to do. But at times, we don't understand that whatever we think feels good to the flesh is always right. We're getting to a point in time to where God is actually turning us over to a reprobate mind. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is that, you know, men have become lovers of ourselves now. You know, we always talk about the agape love, the unconditional love. You know what I'm saying? That sees deeper than the flesh, that sees deeper than physicality, that sees deeper than faults, that sees deeper. But we have to understand is that agape love, man, it's not conditional. God has agape love towards us, man. It's unconditional. As we have agape love towards our kids, it's unconditional. Have you ever really stopped to think about love as an action word? It is a verb. That means that it causes movement. It causes action. It causes you to do something. And as I stated earlier, especially in the Christian community, man, a few brothers, you know what I'm saying, have a couple of conversations. All right, bro, love you too, bro. I mean, but it's like, you know, how well do you or how much do you love your brother? Is it just a saying just to be reciprocated or, you know what I'm saying, whatever the case may be? But I think mankind as a whole needs to get back to agape love. See, the thing is that everyone would never think the same. Everyone would never look the same. Everyone would never act the same. But we still have to have that same love for every individual. Is that not what God told us to do? Love thy neighbor. How else can the world know that he does really exist? Except we show love one to another. But see, the thing is that we want to say that we have agape love and we want to reciprocate that because God so loved the world, but we walk past the homeless and turn our nose up at them. A young person comes into church not dressed appropriately and we ridicule them. Someone may say the wrong thing at an inappropriate time and we laugh at them. We destroy people's character. And I'm not talking about unbelievers. There's something special about being called a disciple, an ambassador of Jesus Christ. That means no situation. That means no circumstance. That means nothing should separate you from being who you are. Nothing should allow you to have, you should not allow nothing to have that much control over you to where it alters who you are. But it seems like at times that agape love becomes conditional based on how we feel. Then we got the filio love, which is an affectionate platonic love. You know, it makes you desire friendship. But the thing is that it is a chosen love. It's like a friendship love. And the thing is that it could turn to agape love, but it has to be cultivated. And then we got storge. And that's like our family and friendship love, you know, the parents feel for their children, you know, the love of family members have for one another. And I still feel like, you know, storge love, I want to put in the category with agape love because it's still unconditional. It accepts flaws and faults and it drives you to forgive. It's committed. But now we're just at this point in time. People, it's like, how can a world, a place be so sensitive? And I'm talking about the world we live in right now. It's so sensitive, but so degrading at the same time. And I'm really, really trying to understand how both can be going on at the same time. We're exposing our young people to so much foolishness. You know, it really, my wife will tell you, man, it really gets under my skin. Like, sometimes I'll be in traffic, I'm driving, and, you know, we pass a car on the side of the road in the middle of the street. And it's like many times people are so consumed with their everyday life that they fail to think about, that could be me. And my wife will tell you, man, countless times, no matter what kind of clothes I got on, church clothes, flip-flops, whatever the case may be, if I can pull over safely without endangering them or myself, I'm going to stop. My heart generally goes out to people. But on the same token, the thing is that I'm naive enough to give people second chances, third chances, you know, that unforgiving love. But on the same token, it's like sometimes you got to love people from afar. Because sometimes people keep up so much freaking foolishness in their lives that it's like, you know what? I'm meant to love you from a distance. I don't have nothing bad to say about you. God bless you. I got to keep it pushing at this point. Marriage. I've been married almost 11 years now, man. And it's been some ups, some downs, some ins, some outs, some peaks, some valleys, some mountaintops. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's been life. And one thing that I always refer back to, man, is what the Bible teaches us. For husbands to love your wives as Christ loves the church. And it says for the wives to submit to their husbands. Nowhere in the Bible does it tell or ask or instruct the wife to love her husband back. It even tells the children, honor thy mother and thy father. and your days will be long upon the earth. Very interesting to me. See, because I'm looking at the facts. If the man is the head of the house, whatever he's delivering to his wife, it'll be delivered to the children. And he has made his house. If the husband is moving his house in love, he's displaying love to his wife. The wife is going to reciprocate that back to him. She's going to take that love that the husband has given. She's going to cultivate it and reciprocate it back to the husband, upon the kids. And I was like, wow, that's deep. That is so very deep. And now it brings us back to the church being the bride of Christ. Christ unconditionally loves the ecclesia, the called out ones. But many times, the called out ones are taking that grace and that unconditional love for granted. We go out and do what we want to do. We cheat. You know what I'm saying? We do whatever it is that makes us feel good. And Christ has shown the church nothing but unconditional love. And that is what the church is supposed to be reciprocating. That's what we are supposed to be reciprocating. To lay down our life for our brother. We're at the point in time right now to where it's like we can step over a dead body in the street and it doesn't move us. We're at the point in time to where homes and families are being ripped apart for the simple fact that love and respect is nowhere in the picture anymore. But I say this. Do you love yourself? I remember, man, back when I was out there, you know, my weed smoking and drunk out my mind and popping pills and whatever the case may be. I remember them days, man. I had no love for myself. I had love for things. It was like I loved the fact that I thought people loved the fact that I was this way. I would always have the weed to smoke, the drink to drink. You know what I'm saying? My house was always the lit spot. You know what I'm saying? My house was always lit. Kind of like my dog is outside right now. But the thing is that I was in love with the fact of just getting up another day just to get high again, to get drunk again, to go to the club again. I had no love for me. And some people may say, well, that's not true. Yes, it is very true. Because I had no care about my well-being. I didn't care what the next day would bring, as long as I had something to drink on. And I look at my life now, man. A lot of times, when we love something, we don't stay faithful. We give up too easy. We tap out too fast. We move along too quick. And for anybody that's listening right now and anybody that will listen to the archive, I'm telling you, God has a purpose for you. And if you love God the way that you say you love God, Hang in there. You haven't always been perfect. I'm sorry. We haven't always been, okay, you know what, fine. I haven't always been perfect. And God is hung in there with me. And I'm saying that to say this, if you listen to this right now, you're married or you're looking to get married, man, it's going to be some days. But think about that. You ain't always been perfect. What if every time you made a bad decision, God decided he was going to pack up and leave out your life? That God decided that he would divorce you. That Christ decided that he would take back your salvation and your dominion for a wrong decision. And the worst thing about it is when we are in these types of situations, we don't seek the right counsel. We seek people that will identify with us, not for people to redeem us, not for people to really tell us what it is out of love and set us back on the right track, no matter how much it may hurt. But we want to be pacified. People of God, you know, I'm going to tell you something about me and my wife. I love her with all my heart, man. You know, every decision that I make considering my household. Is this best for my household? Man, I'm going to tell you like this. It takes a strong woman. Y'all, mark my words. It takes a very, 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 one more, very strong woman to allow. Let me make sure I'm saying this the right way. I don't want to say allow. Yeah, I'm going to say it. To allow a man to be absolute ruler. Understand what I'm saying here, y'all. For a woman to place enough confidence in her husband to say, honey, I know you got this. Your actions, the way you've been, I know any decision that you will make, you made it for a reason. That's love. And even if we make a mistake during that time frame, I still got your back. See, sometimes love is knowing when to shut up. I'm just going to say it flat. We keep saying that God is not the author of confusion. And you know what, y'all? I'm going to really tell you the truth, man. Like, seriously. Me and my wife, we haven't had many, like, big arguments. We have stupid arguments. Like, very, very silly, but have a whole attitude about where to go eat, what we go eat. I mean, like, simple stuff, man. What you want to eat? What you want to eat? Well, I don't care what you want. And, you know, then we get frustrated with one another because it's like, you know, you trying to cater to her, she trying to cater to you. And it's silly. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, there's been times, man, to where it's been, like, blown, like, way out of proportion. We ain't talked for, like, 2 days. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is at the end of the day, what it's all said and done for, she knows I love her. And I try to reciprocate that. You know, I used to think at one point in time, you know, like, you know, when we got married, I'm a gamer. I don't game like half as much as I used to. But I used to game a lot, like day in, day out. I'll be on my game. And then when we moved into this house a few years back, but I got my own little room down here, it was like, shoot, I got my own room now. I'm really finna get it in. And in my own mindset, because I was in the house, I'm not in the street, you know what I'm saying? But not really tripping off of the time that I was taking from her. But my thing was, I was in the house. And it took us a minute to get through that. You know what I'm saying? Because I was just trying to see it my way. I wasn't seeing it her way. And likewise. And we had to come to a median. And when you love someone, it will really, really allow you to get to that point, man, to where you try to see it from the other person's perspective and not just make snap judgments. God doesn't make snap judgments about us. If he did, when we sin, man, we'll just drop. It'll be a wrap. When we love someone, we care about their well-being. You know, I have a friend, man, that we've been friends since first grade. His name is Twine. I don't talk to Twine every day. I don't talk to Twine every week. I don't talk to Twine every month. But I love him. We've been friends for like over 30 years. And I really feel in my heart that if, from a friendship, that if I drastically needed him, he'd be there for me. It's a few other people, my cousin, you know, my partner Sterl, you know, that there's a few people. But the thing is that even when you love people, you have to realize that they have to live their life. And you still have to live yours. You cannot base your love for someone based off how they're living their life. Because it's their life to live, not yours. And sadly, that's the way the world is. If you don't believe what I believe, if you don't think how I think, if you don't do like I do, then I don't love you anymore. And y'all, that is not what's up at all whatsoever. When you love someone, you see, even though we have free will, and God has a permissive will and an ultimate will. And there are things in our life, man, that God would allow in his permissive will. Like, hey, that's what they want, then so be it. You know? But the thing is, many times we want to do what we want to do and expect for people to accept it. And then when someone do something that we don't necessarily accept, then they're this and that. And that's where love gets twisted. We have to learn to check on one another at all times. A brother that's good for this man, and I know he's on the line, and I'm not saying he's on the, because he's on the line. He's in my inbox, man. Few brothers. Chris Styles, Pierre Lott, I mean, Pierre Lotta just pop up in your inbox out of nowhere. What's up, bro? Hope all is well. Making sure you're good. God bless you and the fam. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Not to turn around and say, oh, by the way, I need, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he'll just call you or, you know, text you or inbox you out the blue. And, you know, it's like there are brothers out here, man, that have celebrated with me through accomplishments. There are brothers out here who have had major concern for me when I was having issues. And I thank God for them brothers, man. But people of God, we got to get back to loving ourselves. You can't extend what you don't have. You can't see what you can't touch. Or you can't touch what you can't see. A lot of us are struggling with self-esteem issues. Whether it's relationship, mental capacity or capability, whether it's physicality, or whether if it's a matter of our self-esteem has gotten so poor that we think that someone is always looking at the green grass on the other side. But the time that we spend complaining, we don't try to grow our own grass. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Love one another, people. We've let society dictate. And let me make sure I correct this, because I know someone's going to say, well, we've allowed society to dictate the type of love we should have for one another. There you go. I had to circle the wagon. We have. We've been taught that a group of people are outcasts. We've been taught that this group of people are stupid. We've been taught that that group of people is this way or that way. And if we really look at it for what it's worth, man, it's nothing more than discrimination. And if I'm not mistaken, in my God's kingdom, man, there's no discrimination at all. I understand racism is a big thing going on right now. But I'm going to say it like this, man. At the end of the day, no matter how poor you were, and I'm speaking tangibly, because every man should be rich in spirit. No matter how rich you were, tangibly. There's a 6-foot grave waiting on us all, and we all going to go down the same way. At the end of the day, we're called to be his disciples. We're called to have dominion. We're called to love one another. Love can conquer so much if we allow it. You got to be in for the long haul, man. You got to be in it for the fight. But once you know the fight is fixed, then you know you're going to win. We can't allow love to put a price tag on our hearts. We can't allow love to put a price tag on our families. We can't let love put a price tag on our lifestyle. There are many people with everything that they could possibly want in life, and all the money, all the tangible stuff, and still not happy. Happy is what you make it. Love is what you work at. And at the end of the day, I don't want to be laying in my casket. But I want you to be laying in your casket. For someone to tell you how they felt about you. Bro, this is what you meant to be. You inspired me. Sis, you know, you inspired me. Husband, wife, I love you. I do this for you. Kids, I support you. I love you. Friends, family. Y'all, when I lay down at night, my last words to God, almost every night, is just thank you. Thank you for loving me. All the stuff that I've done in my life. All the stuff that I've been through. All the hell that I've caused. I'm sorry, mother boy. I mean, all the stuff that I did to myself. And God loved me enough to allow me the chance to turn my life around. And I'm going to give you a newsflash, man. I ain't no better than you. No matter where you are in your life, I'm no better than you. Hang on in there. Stay faithful. Know that God loves you. Don't be one of those people to where the Bible states that you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. Honor your relationships with people. Honor your word. Honor your marriage. Honor your children. There are many children out here right now that don't respect their parents. They don't honor their parents. Because their parents don't show any of that to them. There are many marriages in jeopardy and in trouble because people won't forgive. As if they can hold a grudge, as if they've been perfect their whole lives. Hate and resentment will take you to your grave and send you to hell. And that person that you had that resentment for can repent and get their life right. And see God's face. Let it go. Is it worth it? Let it go. What possibly could someone have done to you so bad that you haven't done against God and he ain't turned his back on you? I started out the show asking the question, what is love? Talked about a few of the types of love. My personal opinion. Love is an unforced state. It's an unforced emotion. To where if you had to, you would give your last breath, your last dime, your last heartbeat. To ensure and to make sure those that are you are responsible for get to that next level in life. Love can't be fabricated, it can't be made, it can't be paid. It can't be bought. It can't be sold. but it comes from deep within your inner man. To where it's like you collect on, you connect on a molecular type level, man. Love will make you think about that person and their smile and just and to hear their laugh and to hear them giggle to where you just mess with them and you irk them, just, you know what I'm saying? Just to mess with them. And my wife knows that. It's certain things that I do to her just to irk her, just because. Because I can. But it's in love. Not never an intent to hurt, harm, maim. You know what I'm saying? Love will give you strength. Love will give you courage. Love will get you through. Love will get you by. Love will allow you to rejoice together. Love will also have you to support in the times of sorrow. Love will connect you. It will bind you. It will get you over the tops of mountains that people thought was too tall. It will get you through crap that people thought was too deep. It will get you through places that people thought was too dark. Love will bring two broken people together and make a whole lot of sense. Love will heal. Love will give you sight that you can see. But that's just how I feel, man. And everything that I just mentioned, that's the type of love I feel for my wife and the love I feel from God, man. We can always do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That song, man, says, that's not how the story ends. But in 3 days, he rose again. That's love. Think about that, man. Times you felt down and out. On your last leg, your last dollar, your last tear. Felt like you was on your last breath of air. But you rose again. That is love. When you put yourself on the line so much to better those around you, because they deserve better, that is love. I'm going to briefly hit the phone lines right quick, man. I believe this is Brother Pierre Lott. What's going on, sir?
Not much, and you?
I'm blessed, bro. How you doing this evening?
I'm good, man.
Well, I want to bring you on, man, and have a few words if you have anything to say on this evening.
All I can say, man, is that everything you say is on point. It's so important to have love to the point where you can't, not only can you forgive a person for you know what? It's like this. Like you said, it's like you can love, you can forgive a person to the point where you can love them from a distance. Because even a person that can continue to do things over and over and over again after you forgave them, sometimes you just, the last thing you want to do is keep being reminded of the things that has been done to you. So it's like, hey, you know what? I still love you, but I can't rock with you like this anymore. So until you can get it together, go do your thing. But at the same time, it's like, whether people want to believe it or not, God is kind of the same way. Because if God give us the quote-unquote free will, that let us know that he loves us enough not to 100% control us if we don't want to be controlled like that. Like, that's what gets to Romans 1 when he speak when Paul speaks upon, you know, the guilt of mankind. But people chooses to do the thing, choose to worship an idol, the creation, as opposed to the creator. And God is not going, God didn't just 100%, you know, pull an Old Testament move on them or crack the ground to put the people in the Bible. He's like, nah. If you want to go that route, you can go that route. That's where the whole reprobate mind kicks in. He gives us the ability, the freedom and the ability to choose either life or death. Although he will recommend life, but he would give us choices. That's how much he loves us. He loves us enough even to come down and become one of us and take our place, though we deserve, like, whatever that pain he discovered, he would experience on that cross, we should have been discovering that 10 times fold. But instead, he took that place for us. He showed us love. He displayed his love. And then come back to prove, to give us the evidence, to show us that, hey, I went through this for you. So this is where it leads to. Me or else. Like he's not gonna force us. He's not going to use the wrapping hand use his hand to be like, hey, you're gonna love me or else. No, that's not God. That's not his character. That's not how he gets down. So we got to choose whether we want love or want hate. Do we want life or death? Do we want God or not? So at the end of the day, love is such a big deal that we need to put it to work, whether if it's inside or outside the kingdom. And that's just me.
Amen. God bless you, bro.
God bless you too.
Laborers. That's my boy Pierre Lott, man. We'll see him in a couple of weeks as well. Man, the show was actually, you know what I'm saying, very heartfelt. You know, it may strike a chord, strike a nerve in a few. But the thing is that at the end of the day, man, you know, where is our love for one another? Where is our love, our faith, our confidence for ourselves? Appreciate you all tuning in. Based on the activities of me starting this new job, praise God, next week, I have to see how everything goes. We're going to postpone the show as for right now on next Tuesday until I get further instructions. I should have them within the next 24 to 48 hours. So, Mother Boy, you'll know something by Sunday. For everybody else that follows me on social media, you'll know something by Friday. Let's go before the throne of grace in prayer. Father God in heaven, we come before you this evening. We thank you for loving us and being who you are and allowing us to reciprocate the love that you show us. We ask, O God, that you forgive us of all our trespasses as we do the same for anyone who has trespassed against us. We ask that you unharden our hearts, O God, for anything that is harboring hatred towards anyone else or even towards ourselves. We ask, O God, that if we've done anything that is not of you, that you forgive us right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you continue to expand our territories, strengthen our minds, strengthen our hearts, O God, that your spirit rests, rules, and abides within us. That you continue to guide us with knowledge, power, and understanding that we may go where you go, say go, and do what you say do. Lord, we ask that we may continue to live our lives in such a manner that it reflects you and who you are, your dominion, your power, your love, your heart, and your mindset. And that your kingdom be on the forefront of anything that we may say, do, think, or act upon. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I always remember you all, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Faith without works is dead. It's Tony Dyson signing off for Kingdom Talk Radio. I love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you.